It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week in our Mamas on Magic segments, we're talking about pets. Yesterday, we mentioned a feature on our website called Pet Parenting, which is really popular because so many people adore their pets. But even though we love them, one of the big downsides of pets is cleaning up after them.
Yes, I love my pets dearly, but I do not love trying to keep my house clean with two cats and a dog living inside. It can be challenging enough to keep it clean with just people. Oh, the hair.
Yes, the hair. One of the best ways to keep pets from shedding so much is to brush them a lot. Do it outside if you can to keep it from flying all over the house. In fact, that can be one of the kids' chores. Less fur can mean less hairball issues for a cat too, which is definitely important when trying to keep a clean house and not be grossed out.
Definitely. It's also good to change your air filters a little more often than those living in pet-free homes, and you might consider buying a portable air filter too. If you have cats, it's always important to clean the counters really well before cooking dinner or, you know, preparing food at all. Because when the human's away, the cat will play, possibly on your countertops. Yuck.
Yes, in the summer, animals can carry in pests like ticks. To help keep the creepy critters at bay, be sure to use something like Frontline on your pets.
Yes, no fleas or ticks, please. Well, thanks for listening today. And remember, if you have a pet problem you'd like for our pet behavior expert to help you with, you can send your question over and she'll answer it in a segment of Pet Parenting.
That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.